Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Bob Rutolo, his friends and family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide. And Dr. Bob, wouldn't you say you've got a lot of people in this big, wide, wonderful world?
It's unbelievable how we have a vast pocket a decade ago. It is unbelievable.
And things are moving so fast at such an extraordinary rate. To just keep up, it takes a Herculean effort.
It's unbelievable, Joyce, how the internet and information technology has really exploded the way that we can touch the world and be touched by the world. As you indicated in introducing our session today, that there is positive and negative consequences to what we can do today, but it is unbelievable. And I believe you have to become a student, in other words, continuously learning every day the possibilities and how to use them to our best advantage and the advantage of others.
And it all starts with you folks listening to our show to get your day started. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. I'm always particularly happy when I have Dr. Bob Rutolo as our special guest. He's wise. He is on the cornerstone of everything. I don't want to make him sound so much like a genius that I'll have to wait to hear what he has to say so he can learn from himself. Today's show is the internet, online, offline learning. We all know the internet changed the world. How has it changed the way you get information, education, and inspiration? Dr. Bob talks about the power of the internet and asks you to determine if you are using it to maximize its advantages. We will also look at the disadvantages posed by the internet and what we can do about that. In today's technological world, be ready to maximize your effectiveness. Don't be left behind. Get out of your comfort zone and forge ahead, and let us forge ahead together. Welcome, Dr. Bob.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. Thank you so much for your wonderful introduction. It's so great to be here today, especially on this topic. This topic really has unbelievable meaning to me in the sense of the time that I have been working and affected by the advent of information technology and not even realizing it. Going back 30, 40 years when I was working in corporate America as an in-house consultant with Exxon, I was involved with one of the first projects that was beginning to bring the intranet, not the internet, but the intranet into the workplace that literally transformed how we worked in the offices, and how it affected job redesign, how it affected how we interacted, how we staffed, and also began, at that point in time, began to experience remote work, where I was able to connect with the office from my own home. I can't believe that it's been that long in the journey that we have been on since then, that it's unimaginable when I was back then to think about where we are today. So I'm excited about this topic because my concern is primarily how we as human beings adapt this technology for our continuous positive use and our own development. We are being affected every day by technology on how we think and how we behave and the attitude we have. So it's a very, very powerful, powerful asset that we have and has to be understood and managed effectively. So I'm excited about our topic today. Thanks, Joyce.
I'm excited that you're excited, Dr. Bob. So those of you that are very familiar with the internet, I want to be sure you're familiar with intranet and what that means as well. That term is not used that often. It's a local or restricted communications network, especially a private network, created using World Wide Web software. It's designed for within the enterprise to communicate to people. The main purpose is to share company information and computing resources among employees. So let us look at first if you're using the intranet to maximize your effectiveness before we move forward to the internet.
Well, really, I'm really glad you made that distinction because, unfortunately, today it's blurred. We don't really recognize whether we're on the intranet or the internet, and we don't have to be because our technology departments in our organizations really take care of that and allow. And sometimes they put barriers up so we can only be on the intranet. I'm sorry, internally.
Yes.
And then
yes.
So it's really. We don't really see that difference, but believe me, IT departments, information technology departments, are designed to be able to create those barriers and to be able to sustain that intellectual property within the company and the intellectual information exchange within a company. So it's very critical, and this is where you have the importance of what we talk about, intellectual property. Thank you for making that distinction.
And I dare say that many employees that are sending out private information, private emails, doesn't realize that Big Brother is listening and watching, Big Brother being their bosses, their company. So it is important to understand the capability of the World Wide Web in both mediums, outside world and inside world. A lot of people find out when it's too late that by doing these private things, as I said, the bosses are looking, watching, and the next thing, they're fired.
Well, this has happened in corporate America today, or corporate around the world. It also has happened, and we didn't even know it was happening from the point of view of in our political arena. That whole thing about emails and the people not knowing whether they were using their own private email or using departmental or government emails makes a big difference. So it's very important for each one of us there to understand this, because we may be leaking information out from our work sources, government sources, or whatever, that we don't know about, that we're even doing it. So this is a very, very important thing to be aware of, the sensitivity around how we, what medium we use to communicate online. So thanks for bringing this up. It's a very important topic. I hadn't even realized that this is something we need to touch on as well. Beautiful.
In today's world and today's news media, how many days, day after day after day, have we heard about people slamming Hillary Clinton's private server, her email? Just that alone have cost her the election, not to mention all the other forces that went into play. But that alone, to this day, the administration is still talking about her server and her emails. So, yes, it's important to recognize your tools and how it may affect you in ways you can't even imagine via the Internet.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really interesting, Joyce, going back to sort of how this has evolved. I've been involved in teaching, training, coaching, very much like yourself, for many, many years. To see how the medium by which we're able to touch our audience and even define who our audience is has changed over time. I remember when you and I first started, we'd have, you know, one-on-one meetings, group meetings, classrooms, conference rooms, what have you. And now with the explosion of the technology capabilities we have today, I was working with an agency recently here, and they put on a local conference. And at the same time, the local conference, they were streaming nationwide the same conference that was going on locally here, and then even opened up certain segments of it to certain populations. And this was not only able to touch thousands and thousands of the people and serve them, it also increased the unbelievable revenue stream that this organization now has to be able to bring this information in and to be able to continue to spread their word. So, you know, it's very interesting, not only from dissemination of information and education, but also the kinds of revenue that can be generated that enables us to do even more. So it's unbelievable. And every day we're learning. I'm looking in front of me, some of the things, words that have popped up today that 10 years ago or 15 years ago didn't exist. Podcast, YouTube, GoToMeeting, free conference, Zoom, MailChimp, AWeber, all these kinds of terms are now normal nomenclature, normal language when people are talking about how they use the Internet. Chat rooms, on Facebook, chat rooms. So all these kinds of things are a new language, and also, very interesting, new jobs, new work. I've been recently working online to bring many of the seminars I've created over the years and many of the learning modules I've created over the years, now transferring them from classrooms and from seminars and what have you to online learning. And I'm finding that there are disciplines developing around various parts of that delivery process, how to market it, how to how to deliver it, how to package it, options, all these kinds of things. So the world is exploding on how we now work through the digital world. And I'm so pleased today in schools that, you know, our children, like my grandchildren here are, they adapt to this like it was, you know, a duck to water. It's so natural to them. It has to be, because they really have to understand how to communicate and relate to this world. So it's really interesting how we have the technology has redefined how we interact with each other and what we can do. How have you found it, Joyce, in your world from the point of view of online radio and how you do your work?
Yeah, it's all on the computer. And that's our connection to the world out there. That's our connection to our listeners. That's our connection to our followers. That's our connection to every single thing that comes up that we have to instantly get an answer for and research at a moment. It's all available to us. And we're so spoiled in this era that if the internet takes an extra minute to get something, we're getting stressed out.
Can you remember when you? I remember when I used to be able to dial in. I actually heard myself dialing in online, and then I would type a few lines and have to wait before it would respond. You know, I mean, as you said, it's so time sensitive now. It's unbelievable. It's this is interesting too. You know this because Joe DeSimone and I came together, and we were have been on your show many years ago. This was probably back, I was talking to Joe yesterday on the phone, and it was probably back about 5 to 7 years ago. I said, Joe, do you remember when we began Successimo? Successimo was an entity that we were creating online. It was a startup enterprise where we wanted to bring coaches together, online coaches, who would bring their work through online to the members who joined Successimo, and we would have videos and teaching and connect coaches with a potential audience or clientele for them. And we worked on that. Do you remember that, Joyce, when we chatted about that?
Oh, my God, I remember it so clearly. And I'm thinking, I hope when you spoke to Joe yesterday, you mentioned that you're doing shows with me. I have to reconnect with him myself.
Well, you do, because Joe's off into doing something else. Joe never retires. Joe is now, he was in New York when we were doing that. Now he's in Vegas because his son is a contractor and developer and actually owns a casino there. And Joe is now developing helicopter pads and a whole programming around that. And so yes, connect with Joe. I did speak with him yesterday, and he knows that you and I are still connected and online together.
Is he on the same phone line, or is he in a different number now that he's in Vegas?
He is on the same cell phone. That's wonderful about cell phones. Wherever we travel,
yes,
wherever we are, you can call the same number. So give Joe a call and ask him about Successimo, because it was really interesting. I talked to Joe yesterday. I said, Joe, you remember what we did? We're doing with Successimo. I said I had a phone call. And I did. I had a phone call 2 weeks ago from a company in Nevada, in Utah, who are doing a similar thing, and they are moving forward. And I said to myself, how come they're being more successful? I know why, because it's 10 years difference, 5 to 10 years difference when we started and they started. So, you know, the technology is in a different place. So it's really interesting.
Absolutely. And I will call them after the show.
Yes. Yeah, wonderful. Another thing about technology, the way it's happening today, is that we have converging technologies. We don't know what's happening in the background. And I give you an example of how it changes our lives and our households. About 3 years ago, my wife, all she used a cell phone for was telephone calls. And I was doing online banking then, and she wouldn't go near online banking because she didn't think it was safe. Like most women and all of us, I guess, enjoy shopping, and she would go to she was never loved shopping, but she, you know, did those kinds of things, went to the stores and what happened. Within those 3 years, looking at her today, she banks online, shops online, talks to her grandkids online, video them online, gets her news online in the morning. I mean, she is connected to that phone, and she's not a technology person. She's just an ordinary woman like most of us and men like myself. I'm not a technology person, but it has become part of our lives. Because of the converging technologies, and it just becomes that way because that's how we relate. But have you seen that change happen to you and others around you?
Of course. Yeah, you can't miss it, what's going on, and all the uses. I don't know much about Skype. I haven't used it. But you need a computer for that as well? That's through the World Wide Web as well?
I use it all the time. I conference on Skype, so I can have four or five people. I can do a group call on Skype. Yes, I use it all the time. It's a great technology.
I know about the phone, that it's a phone call away. I get that, but do you need the computer to access it? That's what I really don't know.
Yes, the answer is yes. Matter of fact, Skype began on the computer. But now you actually can. I actually have a Skype phone number, so that way people can contact me either on my phone or online. But it is an online technology. As a matter of fact, one of the phone systems I have in my home is Vonage. Vonage is a digital phone system, and it comes through my computer line rather than a telephone line. So it's really different how, as I say, we have converging technologies, and people don't even know the source anymore of where it came from and how they converge. They really interact and interrelate with other and become one. So we don't know what's feeding us many times, the information that we are gathering. And now wireless. I mean, wireless is unbelievable. I remember when I first came into my new home and connected up my speaker systems, and that's only 12 years ago when we built our home here. We had wires run all through the place. Well, I'm replacing that now with wireless systems, which is wonderful.
Yes.
We don't have to run through walls anymore. Yes.
Wi-Fi.
Yes. I mean, yeah. So the ordinary person who we take advantage of this doesn't really recognize what's going on behind the scenes and the development of technologies today. And I mean, I think it's been fantastic now. I can't imagine 10 years from now when my grandchildren are young adults, what it will be like. I mean, it's just, I hesitate to even think. I mean, even now that you can teleport images across the internet. So you can be in this room with me now teleported from the point of view of imagery is what we're playing with. So it's just...
That makes me think of 3D printers. It's mind-boggling what that can accomplish.
Listen to this. I'm visiting with my daughter last evening, and all of a sudden her phone rings, and she picks up her watch and she starts talking to it. What do you think I thought of? Immediately, what did I think of? You're old enough to think about that. Dick Tracy. Dick Tracy is comic strip back in the 50s, and he talked to his phone. And my daughter, of course, with her Apple phone, is talking. Didn't have to reach over and grab the phone. Her phone. She just lifted up her arm, talked to her husband, and said, you know, whatever she had to say. And then, so I'm saying it's just the. It's fascinating. And then you see people outside, they literally have their phone up to their face in their hand and they're talking because that's because they're also video conferencing, video chatting with the person they're talking to on the phone. So, I remember several years ago, I traveled much more by plane. Right now, thank goodness, I can use all this technology. I don't have to even plane so much. But I'm at the airport. And I'm seeing people walk around talking. And I thought, my goodness, 10 years ago, I would have said they were insane talking themselves.
Right.
Of course, they have their ear plug in and they're talking on their phone, you know. So it's
kind of interesting. Well, I personally think that the future is that we're going to have robots doing everything. We're not going to be hiring people. We're going to use the robots for everything.
Well, this artificial intelligence, which we actually have going on here now, because many of the phone calls we have now are robocalls. People call me. Sometimes I don't even know if they're real online or they're not, because they literally can carry a conversation on with you.
Yes.
That's how advanced they are. So that is really the robocalls or robots or let's say artificial intelligence at work. So, yes, that's coming in more and more. I have a good colleague of mine who works for Microsoft, actually more than one, and there are many companies, I mean, Google and many of the technology companies like Microsoft and others are working on information. Well, look at the cars, the driverless cars that are going on, and you see down the street these funny-looking cars with all these things on, which are capturing data so they can incorporate, you know, that kind of information to guide these vehicles, truckless drivers and what have you. But let me go back to what has not changed. What has not changed is us as human beings and how we get inspired, how we process information, and the way that we learn. And so when all this technology, one of the challenges we have is how to use it most effectively. And so I've been having, as I said, I've been going through learning more about this because I want to leverage and use this technology to bring some of the information technology I have to a broader audience. So one thing, if we want to affect a person's mindset, and that's when, so when you're coaching and educating and working with others, you want to affect their critical thinking. You want to be able to affect their attitude, and you want to be able to provide them with increased knowledge. So the way we package our information and deliver it online is very important. And what I'm finding is that there are some advantages to disseminating information online through online platforms so that people can get the information online. So I'm now packaging my curriculum the similar way that I would deliver it in a classroom or through a workshop. I now can package it online so people could actually read online, interact with it online, and with PDF files, interactive files. They can literally, you can give them something to read, you can give them an exercise, they'll do the exercise right online, and then they can literally download that and store it, come back and work with it. But there are some challenges with online learning because people like to be engaged, our engagement process, and people learn in different ways. Some people are very cerebral, some people are much more responsive to verbs, and some need visuals. They need to be able to see a picture. So when you're crafting learning online, you need to be able to understand how people absorb information. And so I'm finding now that what I took for granted in a live seminar where you're up there standing, talking, and you're able to provide, you know, slides and presentations and able to use your voice and use your motion, that you're able to engage different people at the same time, even the way you deliver information. In other words, people who are very cerebral and ethical, you have to provide them with data. Other people are much more influenced by sound and tone and emotion. You have to be able to deliver it that way. So, and some people want to have detail. Some people just want to have it, you know, just give me the highlights. So it's difficult to craft how you communicate to others. And so what I'm seeing online now are people are integrating the technologies. They're using videos. They're using chat rooms where people can interact with each other. They're using surveys. They're using interactive documents so people can do it. So it's not as easy as I assumed it would be to use the digital world as a way to transfer learning and engage the audience. So this is why I think that it's, for me, exciting, because you need to be able to learn your craft. So I'm continually learning right now how to teach differently and how to interact differently, how to facilitate online, and also mixing, Joyce, mixing the mediums in a sense that you can have a curriculum online, and you complement that with a podcast, so people are able to hear that sort of thing that relates to the learning objectives they have online. You also then can create videos so they're literally seeing and having dialogues online. So you have to craft this and mold it. It's like you become like an architect on how do I redesign the whole learning process. Now, one of the advantages that I cite about this is that when I usually have a group of 12 people together, and then I have a conference room of 35, or I have an audience of 300, when you use the internet, you can literally touch thousands of people by the way, depending on the various media and mediums you use to get your message out and to engage people in the learning process. So it's unbelievable, a bit complex.
I just want to say, you mentioned something a few moments ago about the robocalls and how good they are. They're so good that oftentimes I'm talking to them before I realize, it takes a minute or so, that no one's there, that it is a robocall. That's how good the technology is. I'll say something like, they would say, can I interest you in ABC? And I'll say, can I interest you in the fact that I'm on the do not call list? And I say it like that. And then I realize that recording is still going on. So here I'm trying to make a point, and I'm talking to a robocall. That's how good they are.
You're absolutely right. I mean, they're actually picking up and translating what you're saying, you know, automatically, and have a response where you think you're having a conversation. I mean,
right.
I find it very annoying. And so what happens with me when my phone calls come, I look at it. If the name doesn't pop up, I usually don't answer because I'm saying I don't know this person, don't particularly have time to talk to them now, and I don't even answer it. And if I have to answer it, I'll answer it, usually hang up. But I agree with you. It is annoying. There's too many of them. They come on my business line, on my phone line, on my cell
phone. Oh, now they're coming one after the other.
Yes.
I used to get an occasion, and what really bothers me is when I saw my private cell, how they access everything.
It is. I mean, again, it's invasive. We need to be cautious about this. I give you another example that really, unfortunately, an example. I was recently having my taxes done, and my accountant I don't give him any paper. He won't accept paper anymore. I have to send everything to him digitally, or to them digitally, to the office digitally. They do everything online. So when my taxes were done, and they informed me they were done, a few days later, I get an email saying, these are your tax returns. And so I didn't look at the email address. I just assumed they were sending me reports. I click on it, and after it comes up, I say, oh, my goodness, that isn't – this. It was a Trojan – what did you call it? It was a virus.
Yeah, wow.
I was scammed.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had to shut my computers down. I had to put up my – unfortunately, my security popped right up. As soon as I opened up the file,
wow,
my security popped up on my computer. I shut the thing down, took off those files, and had to scan my computer for about a half hour to clean it before it would affect anything else in my office. And so – but that's what happened so quickly.
Well, in my days of being super naive, I had forgotten my Microsoft passwords. So there's a website that says Microsoft tech support and help. So I click on that, never thinking it had the right logo, it had the right look. So they said to me, let me get in remotely and we'll get everything cleared up. And like an idiot, I gave them access remotely. And it didn't take long to figure out that I was scammed, because the next thing is, we can handle this for a price of XYZ. So I had to get that all cleared up. But even when you Google something, you may get a website that you would believe is there, and it's not even their website. It's so horrible. I wish these people would get extraordinary fines and prison time. And it's fraud. It is fraud.
Well, Joyce, I say this to you, I say this to your audience. That similar thing happened to me, and the reason why I say that is because I ought to be, because I know Microsoft never calls you. They don't call you.
I know.
Okay,
if
you get a call from Microsoft, don't. Okay. Well, listen. I answered the bloody what was it? I forget how it was. Did it come with a phone call or it came with something? Maybe it was an email. I don't remember what it was, but a scam caught me, and I did the same thing. And I then as I was going through this process, I said, this doesn't happen. And the gentleman called me. He was calling from another country. I could tell by his accent. But I knew I was scammed, and again, I shut them off and shut it down, all that sort of stuff, and I had to clean everything up again, making sure I didn't they didn't, you know, put something into my computer to track me over time. So, you know, I consider myself somewhat knowledgeable of these things, but they happen so quick when you're not thinking in the sense of what's
right.
happening and you
allow it to happen. I just
want to
say that. Just last week, my sister got a call, and no one is more meticulous about paying bills on time than my sister. So they called, we didn't receive your money for your Florida Power and Light. And she's thinking, oh, my God, I know I sent it. She's going to her checkbook. And she's just ready to give them the check number and the date when a little birdie in her head told her it's a scam. Call Florida Power and Light. They never, ever call you either. They will send a bill that you didn't pay your last
yes.
bill. And
yes,
just one other thing that happened to me, and I will be doing shows on scams. I have in the past because I think these are very important alerts for people. On my charge, there's a big bill to Target. Now, I'm not a Target shopper, and there's a big bill, a big amount. So I call up, and I said, what's this? And they said, you purchased XYZ. And I said, I didn't. What state was that, they told me. I said, what exactly do you use for ID to take that transaction? Because they said it was made at the counter. And I said, I'm not in that state, and I'm not there. I've never been there. They said, oh, they show that we use your driver's license. I said, well, that's a good thing that you use my driver's license since I don't drive. I never had a driver's license. I don't drive. So even
listen,
the best of us, those of us that consider ourselves
yes.
pretty savvy, it happens to people you would least expect it.
Well, I'm glad you got that message out because it's so true to all of us, and I'm so glad that you do programs on scams just to remind us and to be on guard and to be sensitive to that. So, listen, it happens to all of us, so I'm so glad that you shared that with us. And
yeah, I just want to share one thing before we go back to the topic because I do find this so important about scams. If you go to our website, our homepage, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, our radio website, and on the upper right, if you put in scams in the search bar, all the scam shows will come up. All you need to do is click on it. If you go to Dr. Barb Rutolo, Rutolo, all Dr. Bob shows will come up. So in that search bar, you can search by the person you want to hear more of their shows, or you can search by the topic. I strongly advise it. And I also advise you taking an interest in our show every day. You never know what information can make a profound difference in your life. And here, in the words of our health guru, is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you participate with us in having that happen. Simply go to that homepage of joycebarryandfriends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, you click on follow. That will make you a listener, a loyal listener of our show, and you'll be apprised of our shows, our guests, our topics. You need not miss any of them, because if you cannot join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, 24/7, you can access all our programs by going to our archives. Just arrow down, see what you resonate with, or put in the search for what you'd like to hear or from whom you'd like to hear, and you're only a click away. At the same time, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. I really, really appreciate our loyal listeners. And while we're at it, Dr. Bob, your website is quantumperformance.net. Is that correct?
That's correct, Joyce, yes.
Okay, and give people a reason why they should go check out your website.
What your audience to do basically is to go check the website out now, but please put in your calendar to come back to this website in 10 days. In 10 days, you'll see a brand new website, which really repositions what I am sharing with my clients and with my audience today. We are really moving, Joyce, to much more online delivery and learning, and combining our previous work that we've done with the latest and newest technologies out there. So we've been working very hard in the background, kind of repositioning ourselves. So I would love your audience to come visit us right now with the old website. Come back in 10 days and see the
right
where we
now,
are,
as
where
in
going.
After this show is over, Dr. Bob. Right now, we
absolutely
want them to be with you live. And,
absolutely.
I will check it in 10 days. I want to make sure there's an ample link to find me, our shows, and when you're on as well.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Joyce. I'll tell you why, because I'm going to make a note now to make sure that my web designer has that on the checklist. So thank you for that.
Yes, he better. And feel free to give him my number if he wants to ask me anything about the link or anything. If he has any question as it relates to me, please give him my number. Okay, so I'm looking forward to it. We discussed it a while back, because everything you do is first rate. So we were talking about getting the information, the education. Regarding the inspiration from the internet, my goodness, whatever you're interested in, the authors that motivate you, you're just a Google click away for that.
Very true, very true. I've been working with a program called Motive Creations, which basically is daily messaging for information, education, and inspiration. And we see more and more of this online as well. People have any interest in wellness and health, in spirituality, you name it, you can identify sites online that are going to provide you with daily messages. It's so important. Our particular daily messaging fits in with the theme of all our programs, and that is beyond leadership to transformation. In the daily practice that we have, we're working with individuals, with teams, and with organizations in understanding the importance of leadership abilities in every person in every position, how to cultivate this, how to develop a culture that reinforces that kind of mindset in people, that they take ownership of their behavior and of their responsibilities and accountability for the various roles that they play, and how to be able to assert themselves in a very positive way to help others to be successful in their lives and in their careers. So that's
Dr. Bob,
who is our audience?
Who is our audience? How can we combine them to have a more effective connection? What tools are there available? You just talked about one that you use, that people are getting a daily inspirational, educational email. Talk about how people know that they're reaching the people they need to reach.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that topic up, because it is critical. It is if you want to be successful using the internet and using this mode of connecting, you have to define who your audience is. That's one of the first basic questions, and one of the challenges I have, given that given my training and my background, I cover a very diverse scope of audiences, and I've worked with all age groups and people in different kinds of situations. So one of the challenges I have is how do I define who I want to target? And so what I have done most recently is I'm focusing on people in their personal lives and in their careers, and how to integrate personal life and career. So I'm talking to people who are in the workplace, either starting mid-career or starting mid or end career. So right now I'm targeting online which is a broad population. So as people come in, and the various curriculum I have enables them to be able to discern where they are and what they need. So they come in, they see a menu, they identify by the objectives on that menu what is of interest to them, and then they can pinpoint and open up what they want and start there. I'm just telling you personally how I have done it. I already have an existing audience, which is very fortunate. I have existing content, which is helpful. I have an existing audience because I've been in the market for so long. I have just like thousands of previous existing and past clients. So I'm targeting to continue to work with that audience. So it helps me because I have a relationship with them. And so first of all, think about who you have a relationship with or the kinds of relationships you want to establish and target that population. So I'm targeting my existing customer base and audiences and people I've related to for over the years. And then I invite them to either themselves or others to come to my venue, what I have to offer them, and to try that venue. Because I know that when they come and they find something they want and they get engaged, they will be my marketing arm from there, because they will pass the word on. And so from there, I will move into the organizations that I have worked with and do work with, and penetrate those organizations. So I have a strategy, and I'm putting together a tactical plan to do that based on my own history and relationship. So I ask people, start where you are now. In other words, where your success is now or where you have relationships, because to start with existing relationships are so important. So often, I didn't realize many times I used to say, oh, I'm going to find new people. No, start with who you know now. A matter of fact, just think about this, Joyce. When years ago, when people were in selling insurance, what were they told to do? Go to family and friends, because people know you, trust you, and so happen. Same thing with any business that you start or any enterprise, anything you want to share. Go to family and friends, people who you
know.
I
agree. And then the next
circle.
Thing, I've been in sales for years. I was one of the first women in the world to be a stockbroker. I know a thing about or two about that. The next thing is you get the referrals. So, folks.
Exactly.
The advice I want to leave you with is to get out of your comfort zone, to forge ahead, to go beyond that. Start with what you have, as Dr. Bob says, your friends and family, then get the referrals. Move forward from there. Here's a poem that I wrote about that. So hopefully you can zero in on this. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends, get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio, turn off the TV. I won't call you, don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. And a special thanks to Ted Cuba for putting my original poems to his very uplifting music. Thanks, Ted Cuba. Okay, so I always like to have a poem or a quote to really drive the point home. So, folks, get out of your comfort zone. Think of what else you could do with the internet. It's just beyond imagination of all the things that it would really do you justice, but be cautious at the same time of the scams, the hacking that could hurt you as well. Bob, what message do you want to leave our audience today?
Well, first of all, I want to say I really love your poem with regards to get out of your comfort zone, very appropriate. But let me share this with your audience. So often we get distracted by the means to deliver what we have to deliver versus focusing on. You asked a very important question. How do you define your audience? How do you define your audience? So start with that. In the sense of who is my audience, and you ask your question, and the way you answer that question is a couple of ways. One is you ask yourself, is that what am I trying to accomplish? What do I have to offer? How do I want to see? If we have in mind that we're there to serve others, and we have something of value to serve them, that's where we want to start, is what do we have of value and to whom would it be most helpful? What do we have of value to whom it would be most helpful? And then who do I know that it's within that realm? So I want to go to those people who I already have a relationship with so that as I help them, the referral source begins rather than looking anew. Now what we do is we say, okay, given that I know what my focus is, what I have to offer, and what the results will be, now how do I use technology to enhance that, to be able to offer it quicker, better, in different ways? So technology really is a means, because if not, I tell you what will happen. You'll get distracted by the technology options that we have. You will get lost in the minutiae of the technology. It will suck you away. So use whatever you have to serve others and provide them a value. And then use the advanced technology to provide to reset in so many ways that you haven't been able to before. See, really, what I love about technology today, is that I can be with those people who want to serve in multiple ways. I don't have to be there in person. I communicate with them online through my writings. I can involve in exercises. I can stimulate them with thoughts, ideas, through videos and through podcasts and through all different engaging them and connecting them with other people who can serve them as well. So there's so many ways that we can be of service and using the latest technologies and continuously learn and reinvent ourselves with others. So, Joyce, I'm really pleased that we had this topic today and I've been able to share this with your audience and with you. It's always fun to be with you.
And I thank you for that, ditto over here. And, folks, it's not just about listening to our shows, taking notes. Your notebooks will be very smart, very savvy. We need for you to be very smart and very savvy. So when are you going to look into these things with the internet, how to expand your resources, how to make things happen? People in leadership don't just watch things happen. They're the ones who make things happen. So my $64,000 question to you all is, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? I just want to share this about leaders. Those who underestimate the intelligence of their employees generally overestimate their own. So, folks, leadership is a part of the whole thing, knowing how to delegate, when to delegate, how to have people around you that you could learn from. Every day should be a learning experience. Folks, we really hope you take in the words of wisdom from the show and utilize it. It's not just about listening, taking notes, but it's going out there and making things happen. There are those who watch things happen, and there are those who make things happen. You be someone who makes things happen. Go out and make someone happy today. Do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. Pay it backwards. And we want to make you happy today and every day. So we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us. And you could do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
And folks, I just want to really end the show with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That's my special prayer for all of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Great show. Keep them coming. God bless you all.